when I stumbled into my first monastery almost 40 years ago, I was graciously taken up. I was fed. I was allowed in to sit with people who I felt were attractive. And they invited me into their practice space, into their mandala. It wasn't terribly attractive, to be honest with you. It was a building site. It was a rather grim-looking building site, for that matter. It was already cold. It wasn't terribly heated, but nevertheless, I was... we call that Dhamma hall the fridge. It was heartening to me and completely baffling and outside my cultural framework that they would just have me, you know, for free. They would just take me in. I was not used to the undercurrent of generosity that makes Buddhist teaching and its institutional expressions and its practice continuity possible. So I remember sitting in tears when I was fed by the first Thai people after a retreat in Amaravati. From the retreat center, we visited the main house, and Thai people came up with their wonderful food and fed the monastic community, and then they just continued to the people who were, as I thought, visitors there. And I said, well, this is a misunderstanding, you know, this, I don't actually belong. And they said, it doesn't matter. You know, just ladled wonderful food into my plate, and it dawned on me that I'm not rewarded for my practice. I am not rewarded personally. They don't know me. This isn't a reward. They just realized I am inspired. I practice here. I live by the eight precepts then. And that was enough. This wasn't personal, you know. And I've realized how difficult it was for me to accept generosity that basically seemed with no strings attached. They didn't ask how long I stay or how serious I was in my meditation practice or how proficient I was in jhanas, or, you know, they didn't even ask me whether I profess undying loyalty to the Buddhist teaching for the rest of my life or anything. They just saw me there, they realized I'm hungry, and they came to offer food and practice generosity. And I remember sitting there, tears running down, and having the feeling that I'd never been in a similar way generous with anybody. Where I came from, you don't give food to people, you know, unless you have a feeling they can't feed themselves. You invite your friends and you make a splash and so forth, but you don't go to a stranger and give them food. So that was a incisive moment, and I was welcomed and continued to stay in that community, continued to make use of its resources, and particularly the resource of the teaching and the spirit that teaching created and the locality. And I have gradually begun to understand that what made this possible was a generosity that carried through centuries. There's the famous books and the famous names and the famous teachers and the famous monasteries, and then there is all these unknown people who have fed the famous teachers and built the famous monastery and printed the famous books. And these people have made it possible that we sit here today. It has been an immense privilege for me that I have, for the larger part of my life, been fed and housed and supported by generosity. That is the largest part of my livelihood, and it sits somewhat irksome in today's custom, isn't it? Concept of dana is somewhat irksome. Things that don't have a fixed price tag are either of no value or advertisement trinkets, isn't it? There's a suspicion that things that have no fixed price tag are somehow, people don't dare asking anything for it because it's of such shoddy quality. Yeah. Well, that wasn't the idea. The idea was that the Dhamma is priceless and isn't a commodity. And it's also so, and this is slightly different, slightly warped maybe in our time, the Buddha's teaching was supported by an immense generosity of practitioners who were not monks and nuns. And they supported not just the teacher. They didn't just support the Buddha, they also supported the community, and later they supported the monastery. In Thailand, every village is proud of its monastery. Villages say, this is our monasteries, this is our monastery, and our monks are really strict, or they give really powerful lotto numbers, or, you know, they depending on, you know, the refinement and what particular. So it's not, it's a conventional religion also, so there is a lot of inspiring stuff and some not so inspiring stuff. But I'm telling you this to say that the community has a sense of ownership in this. Yeah? They're not just Buddhist consumers who come and get their CE credits. So, you know, they feel they contribute. Yeah, they invest in this. So, and it likes you to reflect. You know, you, this place here is the manifestation of incredible generosity. You know, you have a exemplary philanthropic tradition in this country, and this has made it possible that this place exists for 40 years. That folks like us can be hauled over the ocean to come here. And we enjoy this. And I feel honored to be able to live my life as I do. And I appreciate your support in doing this and making this possible for this place and for us as a sign that you wish me to continue with this. So please consider, ponder how you can pay this forward. We're grateful. Thank you.
So I'm not from a monastic tradition, and when I first came in contact with the concept of dana and generosity, it really took a while for me to catch on what it really meant. You know, I was one of those people that was a bit puzzled by the whole concept and what to do and how to go about this. And then there was a moment, actually it was a period, and it was really, it was a beautiful period in my life. I don't know if it was a couple of weeks or just a couple of days, but then really gratitude started to fill my heart. And it was quite difficult because I was meeting people. I really kind of, you know, I wanted to pour out with all my gratitude, and obviously there are situations where it's just not suitable to do that, you know, but this is how I felt. You know, I was standing in front of people and I felt moved to tears, and I couldn't really say something because this was normal life I was kind of standing in the middle of. But there it really started to move something inside me, and I started to understand what it really meant. And there are so many people and conditions that really have helped me along my path and have helped me in my life. And I'm really grateful that that part in my life happened at a time when I still was able to actually give back and also say thank you in a different way to those people. You know, when you only afterwards realize what they really actually have moved inside you or have done or have given to you, you know, and you don't realize at the time, and then a couple of years later you know, you can really see there was something which really changed the path of your life. And what I also would like you to ask, you know, in a sense of generosity, because I was really moved actually by the people I met in the groups and the people I met in the personal interviews, you know, and there's a returning topic which is really starting to shine our own lights. And one of the things I'd like you to pass on is really to pass on the light that is kind of starting to emerge inside you. Because this world out there really needs more people, you know, it needs more people like you, it needs more people like us to make a change in this world. So this is really something I'd like you to urge to do. And that I'm now more or less on the receiving end of dana and generosity, still to a certain degree, makes me sometimes uncomfortable, you know. So there's something also in my perception that has to shift and change, you know, from I still give, but from kind of being used to giving than to sit on the other side. And, you know, you have been very generous throughout this whole week with the small notes and comments and everything you have given, you know, and then I'm here, in a sense, maybe asking for a little bit more, you know. I feel very humbled. I feel humbled by the culture you have in this country, and I feel humbled by your practice. So, thank you very much. This is what I have to say. Thank you.
Yeah, so, yeah, this retreat is being offered on this basis of dana. And to me, that's really very close to my heart. It's just like standing in this long tradition that comes all the way from the Buddha. It was the way he established, you know, the Dharma in the world, that he made generosity the foundation of the whole Dharma in the world. And just to know that we are continuing this tradition, I find that very, very inspiring. Just to take it out of the more, you know, capitalist worldview where it's about transactions of, you know, I offer something and then you pay something. It's not about that. It's about allowing this Dharma to continue, yeah? To continue to unfold and to really take roots in the Western culture. And that really means bringing this spirit from the tradition, yeah, where it's not about what's the value of something in terms of dollars or so, but it's really a sense of what can I offer? Where can I be generous? In many, many ways, as Gerrit has said, you have been offering a lot of generosity. I think the first generosity is simply giving ourselves to the practice, to really apply the teachings. And then, you know, ringing the bell, helping here around the center. And there is also so much generosity from the team, the people that we don't see who are doing incredible amounts of work. The Dharma can only continue in this spirit, you know, if people are willing to offer from their heart. Yeah. And it is a practice, generosity. It is not about the amount, it's more about the state from which we give. I think that's really important. When I give, I try to really feel, okay, what feels generous to me? And you know, I can give a huge amount, but there can be so much ego in it, and it's not real generosity. And there could be some rather small amount, but it is really coming from my heart. So it's more really a practice of our letting go and offering and contributing to this Dharma. And so, yeah, we offer our teachings in this spirit. For me, it's such an inspiring thing to teach in this way, because I'm not writing down my working hours or so. It's just, you know, practicing the Dharma in many different ways. Everybody is contributing. Now I've got what I wanted to say. Whatever, it's time. thank you very much for your generosity, just for helping this to continue in this way. And I think now, what is your name?
Sherwood.
We'll continue from here. Thank you. Thank you.